Breaking news at this hour, Metro buses could be parked as early as October 5th as drivers rejected the latest offer from the City of St. John's last night. VOCM's Brian Medora speaks with Paul Churchill, a driver and president of the Amalgamated Transit Union local.
Well, you had your strike vote yesterday, or at least vote on the agreement that you presented. The union was recommending rejection. How'd the vote go?
Well, we got an overwhelming support last night when we got 82% of the members rejected the city's offer.
What were the members saying yesterday when they did vote? What kind of vibes were you getting?
Well, the vibes I was getting is people are very disappointed because the city are asking us to take the template contract that's been put in place for all our city workers, but they're not willing to give us the benefits that every other city worker has. So either we negotiate a contract on our own with the city and be separate from this template, but if they're going to want us to take the template, they should also give us what the other city workers have.
And the main sticklers in that agreement that you're looking for when you say you want to be on par?
The main sticklers are the severance, the day and a half sick leave where we only get a day, and the shift premium for operators and maintenance after 7 p.m. in the evening.
Where do you go from here? Are you still sticking with October 5th as the date?
At this time, I'm still sticking with October 5th, but I'm hoping that Mr. Lane is going to do his wiggle, and hopefully we can get back to the table and get a settlement for my members and the citizens of St. John's to know that we're back to work and we're there for him.
And the wiggle reference, of course, saying that Dave Lane did say that he believes there is some wiggle room. Do you believe there is, too?
I absolutely do, and I believe that there could be a deal struck, and we're close. So let's see what happens.
Paul Churchill, Amalgamated Transit Union, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.